Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live recording on how to stay positive in a negative world was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn over to Joshua chapter 1. This is where I started last night. I read these verses this morning, but I'm going to continue again here tonight. I'm teaching a series on how you can be positive in a negative world, or how to operate in faith when it seems like everybody else is in unbelief, or how you can be victorious when everybody else around you is defeated, or you could just keep putting titles on this and apply it to your situation. But it's how to overcome when everybody else is being overcome. And I tell you, this is important. Last night, I shared some scriptures out of Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, where it says that because iniquity abounds, the love of many will wax cold. And I believe that we are living in a time where iniquity is abounding. Certainly in my lifetime, it's the most outward and the most blatant, the most bold, brash wickedness has been in my lifetime. And because of this, the love of many people is waxing cold. We were having a board meeting with our Canadian people here. They're here, and we had a board meeting this afternoon, and I was asking some questions about the spiritual climate of Canada. And one of the things that they were saying was that people aren't satisfied. They aren't being ministered to, but they're hungry, and they know it. They know they aren't getting what they need. And you know what? I had to tell them that in the United States, basically, of course, the people that are here, you are hungry and you came and you're looking for God to do something. This isn't the nod to God crowd. Amen. Those are the ones that only go on Sunday morning. You're the ones that came and you're hungry. But as a whole, the body of Christ in the United States doesn't even know that they're missing something. They're satisfied, or they're satisfied being dissatisfied. And that's a terrible thing. And it's happened. I would have to say that the love of the majority of the body of Christ in the United States has waxed cold. When I go to other places, you know, I'm not saying this to be critical or anything, but I'm just trying to put things into their proper perspective. We go overseas, and you travel overseas, and people, it's amazing the hunger and the desire that they have for the things of God. We are seeing miracles happen. We are seeing people that will walk miles and miles and miles to come to a meeting. They'll sit in a place that's not air conditioned, and they'll go through all kinds of hardship. But in America, boy, if the pews aren't just right, we've gotten into this user-friendly type of Christianity to where it's only a 20-minute sermonette. Sermonettes make Christianettes. But you have a little 10-minute platform, and they get up and say a little inspirational thing. Most churches today has degraded to just nothing but a little positive talk, a motivational speaker. They just come and make you feel good, but they don't give you enough for you to get set free and stuff. And the sad thing is, this is what people want. They want something that's convenient. Give me something in 5 minutes so I can get back to being carnal. And sad to say, that's where the body of Christ is. And the scripture says it happens because iniquity has abounded, the love of many has waxed cold. And we don't have as much fire and people seeking after God, it seems to me like, in the people that I minister to, as what we've had in past days. And it's because iniquity abounds. And so this is what the scripture says will happen. You have to do something to keep that from happening to you. And then this morning, I started talking from, again, these verses, but I also used John chapter 14, where the Lord says, "Let not your heart be troubled." And this was during a crisis time, not only in their life, but probably one of the worst crisis times in the history of the world. In between the arrest and then the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus, even his followers weren't going to understand what was happening. It looked like they had lost. If there was ever a good opportunity to be depressed and discouraged, it would have been during that period of time. And yet Jesus started his instructions to them by saying, "Don't let your heart be troubled." Most people today would think that's unreasonable. Most people today just look at things as like, "I'm only human and you're trying to get me to deny how I feel." I don't deny that I am part human. I don't deny that I have feelings like everybody else, but I do deny that that's all there is to me. I am born again, and there is a new part of me, and praise God, I am in denial. I am denying that I am only human and that I have to have things just like everybody else does. I have now been born again, and the Spirit of God lives on the inside of me, and I ought to get supernatural results. And so that's what I was talking about this morning, that the Lord would be unjust to give you a command to not let your heart be troubled if you couldn't do it. He told us to do it, so we can do it. So the very first thing you got to do is to change your expectations. Instead of just expecting to be defeated and discouraged and have problems like everybody else, you ought to go to expecting a miracle life. You ought to go to looking for God to do something. You ought to expect for things to work differently for you. Amen? And I know some of you are thinking, oh, you're getting people's hopes up. Don't get their hopes up. That's the way that the doctors are. They don't want you to get their hopes up because they're afraid of getting sued for a liability issue or something. So they'll give you the worst possible scenario. And you know what? There's a lot of people that think that's the way to approach life, is believe for the worst. And then if something better happens, it'll just be, you know, it'll be like icing on the cake. It'll be better. No, I'm telling you, you should get your hopes up. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And one reason that people aren't experiencing more victory in their life is because they're shooting at nothing and they're hitting it every time. Man, you ought to shoot for the stars, and if you miss, then you hit the moon. That's better than most people do, but if you shoot at nothing, you're going to get it every time. And there's a lot of people that are shooting at nothing and expecting nothing. I was just talking to a pastor about healing, and as we were discussing healing, he says, now, if I was to say that, people would start getting their hopes up, somebody's not going to get healed, and then they would have to deal with disappointment. And you know what? It's true. There are going to be some people that don't receive healing, and I don't know an easy way to deal with that. But you know what? I think it's good that people get their hopes up, and you will run the risk of failure. But I would rather get my hopes up, believe God, and run the risk of failure than to do nothing and never be disappointed. Man, yes, it's risky. It's risky trusting God. It's risky believing that God wants you to prosper and be above only and not beneath. But you know, I pointed this out to him also. I said, you can say what you want to. And I understand because I've had to deal with people who don't see healing come to pass, and it is hard to deal with. And I'm not uncompassionate towards people like that. And I said, you know, I was talking to Oral Roberts this last summer. We had the opportunity to go to his home, and somebody asked him this exact question. It says, Brother Roberts, what do you say to people who believe for healing and it didn't work and somebody died? And he says, there isn't anything to say to them. He says, there isn't any good way to minister to that. He says, that's one of the things that had hurt him and it had nearly stopped him. He said, I've thought about quitting ministry many times because of that very thing. But he said, the Lord just spoke to him and he says, Orable, this is what I called you to do. And if you minister the word and if only one person gets healed, then that's one more person than would have been healed. He says, you just keep preaching the word. And anyway, I was telling this pastor, he was saying people will be disappointed. They'll get their hopes up and be disappointed. And I said, you can say what you want to. And I understand the reasons that you feel the way that you feel. But I said, you can look at the people who have seen great miracles happen in their lives and through their ministries. And every one of them is radical. Every one of them doesn't worry about whether this is going to offend somebody. They tell people the truth and they get people's hopes up. And I said, there are people who are disappointed and there are people who are mad at them and thinking that you're condemning me. But I said, you look at the people who spend so much time dealing with all of the exceptions and saying, now this could happen. And they spend so much time explaining everything away and they don't encourage faith in people and they don't see miracles happen. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. But I'm saying that you've got to go for it. God wants you to live a victorious life. He wouldn't have commanded you to be this way if it wasn't possible. And so change your expectations and go to believing God for miracles and go to believing God to move mightily in your life. Let me read some of these verses again in Joshua chapter 1 in verse 6. He said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And right in the midst of this, we also read verse 9, which reinforces this again. Be strong and very courageous. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. In the very midst of all of these commands, he says in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Then when? Then when you have meditated in it day and night to observe to do according to all of it. So the point that I want to make tonight as we start talking about how you can be positive in a negative world, how you can be victorious when other people are failing, how you can operate in faith when other people are having unbelief overwhelm them. I tell you, one of the most foundational things that you just cannot get around is that you are going to have to let the Word of God dominate your life. In the midst of all of these instructions, he says, this book of the law. And at this time, there was only the five books, the first five books of the Bible written. But now we have the entire Bible. I believe that we could say it this way, that the Word of God is going to have to, you are going to have to meditate in it day and night. You know, that just about leaves no time for anything else. If you're meditating in the Word day and night, then you are going to have to be dominated and controlled by the Word of God, is what he's saying. You could say it this way, that if you want to overcome the negativeness of this world, I believe that it can only be done through having a strong relationship with Jesus. This is one of the things that I teach in our school over and over. Everything that we teach, it all comes back to relationship.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to stay positive in a negative world. This five-part teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1065C for CD or R3209D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RHT25 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings? But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.